我哋粵語堂嘅弟兄姊妹咧，見到我哋粵語堂嘅同工就多一啲，不過有時候咧，未必有機會咧認識啊，見到我哋咧其他堂嘅教牧同工。咁今日咧，我哋好開心啊！我哋有我哋嘅Wild Youth 嘅牧者嚇，即係咧英文嘅青少年事工嘅牧者Pastor Anna 曾海恩傳道咧喺我哋中間咧同我哋分享信息。其實佢講廣東話咧係講到嘅嚇，不過咧講道係真係難啲，咁所以佢咧會用英文講道啊，咁咧就Simon Yuan弟兄咧就會幫佢翻譯。咁特別咧 ，Anna 咧係我哋自己即係可以咁講啦，喺度成長嘅即係會友，咁咧就喺當中一齊服侍，然之後咧讀神學，接受裝備。最近咧亦都成為咧我哋即係嘅教牧同工，咁我哋都好感恩。咁我哋咧都俾熱烈嘅掌聲歡迎佢，好嗎？
大家好，我叫曾海恩，咁我係香港出世、加拿大長大嘅，所以我就廣東話就識聽識講，但係好似何牧講嘅，我係講到咧就一定唔得嘅，所以我始終都要個三日同我翻譯。But good morning and thank you for having me here today。
首先同大家講早晨啊，多謝你歡迎我嚟到你嘅中間。
So I may be familiar to some of you, but I think it's safe to say that the majority of congregants don't know who I am.
Yeah, 相信有一啲弟兄姊妹會認識我，但係亦都有好多可能唔知道我係邊一位。
So a little bit about myself. I did grow up in this church.
首先我介紹自己啦，我喺呢個教會長大嘅。
I have attended MCBC since my childhood. So I have attended children's worship, Sunday school, and then English worship because we did not have a dedicated youth worship when I was a teen.
Yeah, 我喺呢度长大嘅时候，喺呢度好细个已经开始由初学啦、少年团契啦一路开始，但系当时我哋未有青少年嘅崇拜，所以我只系喺儿童崇拜，跟住就喺英文崇拜一齐参与啦。
But I have attended youth Sunday school. And of course, our two youth fellowships, Timotheus and Koinonia.
Yeah, 但系当时虽然冇青少年嘅崇拜，但系我有翻青少年嘅主学，同埋我一路嘅不停嘅喺团契里边参与。
Timotheus is our grade 7-8 fellowship, and Koinonia is our high school fellowship. For those who might not know.
Yeah, 7-8 班嘅我哋系 Timotheus 嘅少年团契啦，咁但系大家未必会认识到。
In fact, my Timotheus counselors were actually very instrumental in my faith journey.
Yeah, 呢個少年團契嘅導師亦都影響到我整個嘅靈命生長。
But I don't think what they taught me would have meant much if it weren't for my grandmother and my mother.
但係我相信佢哋對我嘅教導未必有真真正正嘅根基，甚至最係如果冇咗我媽媽同埋我嘅嫲嫲。
That's my mama. But 客家人叫婆婆。Yeah, like Timothy in our first reading of scripture, my grandmother and my mother have been two of the most influential people in my life, especially when it comes to my spiritual life.
Yeah. 我嫲嫲同埋我媽媽，其實喺我生命裏邊係一個非常非常嘅重要嘅基石，為到我嘅將來嘅一生人嘅靈命長進係奠下咗一個根基。
I am here today in large part because of these two women.
今日我企喺呢度，好大嘅原因係因為呢兩位女士。
So I grew up in a Christian household. Like I said, I grew up here at MCBC.In fact, my mama loved to boast that she was a second-generation Christian.
Yeah, 我喺一个基督教嘅家庭长大，好似我嫲嫲咁，佢好 proud 话俾人哋听，我系第二代嘅基督徒。
It always sounded a little bit weird to me because that's not how genetics works.
有時我覺得好怪嘅，因為做基督徒唔應該係因為因子嘅關係。
They don't get passed down to your children automatically, like black hair, brown eyes.
唔似我哋嘅黑頭髮，棕色嘅眼珠，係因為因子嘅關係傳俾我哋嘅。
Being a Christian, on the other hand, is a choice.
作為一個基督徒，完完全全係一個自身嘅選擇。
But my grandmother is not entirely wrong either.
但係我嫲嫲亦都唔係完全嘅錯嘅。
While you may not pass down Christianity the same way that you would pass down genes, we are called to pass down the knowledge of God down to the next generation.
雖然基督徒的生命不是因為因子的遺傳，但是我們也有個責任將這個信息、這個知識傳給我們的下一代。
Jesus gave us a great commission to make disciples of all nations.And for parents especially, that starts at home.
主耶稣俾咗我哋一个大诫命，系将福音传到世界嘅每一个角落，而家庭就系呢个传福音嘅开始。
And this is why my title is Discipleship Starts at Home.
所以我今日嘅主题就系信徒嘅造就从家开始。
My grandmother was especially invested in my spiritual life. She was the first person to teach me about God.
我的祖母，即是我的妈妈，是第一个在我的属灵生命做一个最大的投资的人。
One could argue that she was my first pastor.
她曾经说她是我的第一个牧者。
And growing up, she would always remind me to pray, read my Bible,and to trust in God in all things.
在我长大的一生里面，他常常提着我要祈祷，要跟神一起行神的路，也都不要离开。
I like to think that as soon as I was born, I was my grandmother's favorite grandchild.
我常常都跟自己说，在我妈妈的孙里面，我是她最爱的。
It might be because I'm the only girl,
可能我是她唯一的一個女孫。
But I'm the only grandchild, she calls her 心肝寶貝。
我是她唯一的孫，她叫我做心肝寶貝。
And I think that's why she was especially invested in raising me in the ways of the Lord.
這個也是一個可能，她特別放最重的代價在我的身上，要我成為一個很結實的基督徒。
That's not to say that my parents didn't have any influence on my spiritual life.
咁亦都唔可以话我嘅爸爸妈妈对我嘅属灵生命冇影响。
My mother is still one of the greatest role models of Christ's love and action.
我妈妈喺行动上面系我真真正正一个最重要嘅模范，我一路都学紧佢。
And my father, though we butt heads a lot, has been a valuable teacher.
我爸爸睇到嘅嘢有时同我唔同，我同佢有时系火星撞地球，但系喺佢身上我一样就学到好多嘢。
But my grandmother was the one to lay down the groundwork.
但系我妈妈就系建造基础嘅最重要一环。
Her teachings provided the foundation for my understanding of God.And for all the other learning I would receive from the church.
因为他，我打好了基础，也都在教会的学习里面有明白，有相信。
And without my family's dedication to God at home, following him would not have been as important to me growing up.
如果不是因为他们，我不会有可以这么直接的可以在教会里面的长大。
It all starts at home.Your children's spiritual development must start at home.
所以一切都由家开始，我们的下一代的成长是完全由屋企开始。
This is what we see in our passage in 2 Timothy.
这个就是好像我们今天看的经文在提摩太后书。
In Paul's greeting of his final letter to his beloved apprentice, he praises and acknowledges the younger man's sincere faith.
保罗写俾佢最爱嘅一个年青人嘅时候，讲紧想到你心里无伪嘅信，这信是先在你外祖母罗尔和你母亲有尼基心里的。 我深信也在你的心里。
This he attributes to his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice.
这个是对他妈妈有利妈妈罗尔同埋佢妈妈有利基嘅肯定，
应该系婆婆。
阿婆婆系唔好意思，系婆婆嘅肯定。
罗尔系Eunice个妈咪。 We don't know much about either of these two women, apart from what Luke says about Eunice in Acts chapter 16, verse 1.
Yeah.我哋對呢兩個女士唔係太認識，除咗喺《使徒行傳》裏邊，保羅曾經提過。
So we know that she is a Jewish woman who was a believer, but after that, we don't really know much about her.
我哋知道佢哋兩個係猶太人，亦都係信主嘅猶太人，但係其他嘅細節我哋就唔太清楚啦。
But this acknowledgement right here, even though short, tells us a lot about these two women.
雖然呢度唔太清楚，但係俾我哋明白咗呢兩個女士對提摩太成長係一個好重要嘅關鍵。
At least Paul recognizes their importance in the spiritual development of Timothy.
起碼保羅就知道。佢呢個好愛嘅學生嘅靈命長進係同呢兩個女人有直接嘅關係。
Some of you will know that Timothy's father was not a believer.
大家有可能都知道，提摩太嘅爸爸唔係一個信徒。
He was a Gentile and also not a believer.
佢係一個外邦人，亦都唔係一個信徒嚟嘅。
Traditionally, in Jewish families, the fathers are the ones who are responsible for passing down the knowledge of God and His commands to their children.
在猶太人的家庭裏面，大部分時間都是由爸爸是將信息和將個信仰傳給下一代。
But most likely because Timothy's father was a Gentile and not a believer, his mother and grandmother took it upon themselves to do that job.
好可能就係因為佢爸爸唔係一個信徒，所以佢媽媽同埋佢婆婆就將呢個責任承擔咗喺自己肩膊上邊啦。
Based on Paul's words, they are the ones who provided Timothy with an environment crucial to his conversion and spiritual development.
就如保羅所講嘅時候，呢兩位女士就係將整個Timothy 長大嘅成個靈命嘅長進嘅平台嘅台階建立咗俾Timothy。
Fathers and mothers in our midst, are you providing your children with an environment that is vital to their spiritual development?
我想請問在座中嘅爸爸媽媽。你有冇將呢一個 platform 呢個台階擺咗喺度，為你嘅下一代建立好咧
？And also based on Paul's words, Timothy's sincere faith is a testament of the integrity and faith of these two women.
保羅亦都繼續講提摩太嘅成長，提摩太佢咁對神個忠誠。亦都係因為呢兩個女人為佢建立咗呢個台階，所以佢可以繼續嘅前進。
Fathers and mothers in our midst, how are your children a testament of your faith?
我想請問爸爸媽媽，坐喺中嘅爸爸媽媽，你今日為你嘅兒女又準備咗乜嘢嘅台階俾佢向前行咧
？Discipleship must start at home.
信徒的造就一定要从屋企开始。
For some of you, your children are at church for approximately 1.5 hours.
Yeah. 你们大家都可能带你的仔女回来个半钟头，每个礼拜个半钟头。
That's 1.5 hours out of 168 hours in a week.
在168个钟头里面，每一个礼拜168个钟头，只是个半钟头。
Let's say that 40 hours are for school.
40個鐘頭，如果佢哋喺學校。
And we'll pretend that all of your children and teens get 8 hours of sleep a night.
當佢哋每晚瞓八個鐘頭。
That's how much they're supposed to sleep. That's another 56 hours gone.
即係當佢哋肯瞓八個鐘頭啦，其他六個鐘頭就冇咗啦。
That leaves 72 usable hours in a week, and only 1.5 hours of those are spent at church.
咁咪即係剩翻72個可用嘅鐘頭嘅小時，喺呢個裏邊只有1.5，即係個半鐘頭係愛嚟做靈命嘅build up。
Now, obviously, that time increases if they go to Sunday school, if they go to fellowship.
當然啦，如果佢哋可以去主一學同埋去團契嘅時候，這個時間就會多咗啲。
But even then, on average, I, my team, and the counselors only get 6 hours of their time.
但係 ，even 佢哋嚟到主一學同埋團契，我哋最多都係攞到6個鐘頭俾佢哋服侍佢哋啫。
8 hours if we're really lucky, okay, and we get to meet up with them for mentoring or just to hang out.
Yeah, 好彩嘅話，或者有8個鐘頭，呢個係最盡啦。
That still leaves over 60 hours that I do not necessarily have access to.
咁即係仲有60個鐘頭，我係唔可以接觸到我呢一班學生。
But you as parents and maybe even grandparents do.
但是你们作为爸爸妈妈，甚至是祖父祖母，你们就有这个机会了。
That is 60 plus hours that you have access to that I do not.
Yeah, 这60多个钟头，你有机会接触到这班年轻人，而我们是没有的。
In those 60 plus hours,How much of it is invested in your children's spiritual development?
我想請問大家，喺呢60多個鐘頭裏邊，有幾多個鐘頭你係放喺鼓勵建造我哋一班年輕人嘅靈性長大
？If you do not disciple your children, the world will do it for you.
如果今日我哋唔喺靈命上面教導我嘅年輕人，個世界會。
Your children and youths are exposed to more things and in greater quantities and speed than I did when I was their age.
比起我年轻嘅时候，今日嘅年轻人可以接触世界嘅机会系多好多。
Certainly more than you did when you were their age.
比你年少嘅时候亦都更加多。
The world is literally at our fingertips.
今日嘅世界就喺我哋嘅手上面，喺我哋嘅手机，喺我哋嘅电脑里边。
Unless you are having conversations with them to help them navigate this ever-changing environment，
除非我哋教导佢点样揾到佢哋做人嘅方向
，especially with a godly lens，
以一个以神为中心嘅方向
，the world will do it for you。
世界會改變佢哋，帶佢哋從另一個方向出發。
And not always in the direction that you want.
但係嗰個方向未必係我哋想佢哋走嘅方向。
Where are your children receiving answers to the questions that occupy their minds and the minds of their peers?
我哋嘅年輕人喺邊度揾到對佢哋人生問題嘅答案呢
？Who is holding their hand as they engage with?As they navigate through their doubts and uncertainties of life.
在他们人生里面不明白、不肯定的时候，谁带着他们的手向前行呢？
What is the foundation of their values and character?
他们的价值观、他们的性格又由哪里起可以建立出来呢？
And what defines their identity?
在哪里他找到自己？
Godly teaching and Christian discipleship must start at home.
信徒嘅造就一定要从家开始。
And this is where our passage in Deuteronomy 6 comes in.
呢个就系《申命记》第六章嘅信息嚟到我哋嘅中间。
It elaborates on how we are to disciple our children.
呢个教导我哋点样去孕育我哋嘅小朋友，我哋嘅下一代。
Deuteronomy is the last book of the law, the Torah, and it's given as a series of lectures to the people of Israel.
申命记是摩西五经律法书最后的一卷书，亦都是教导啲人，提醒啲人点样去教导下一代。
The 40 years of wandering in the desert are coming to an end.
40年喺旷野嘅流浪，差唔多已经去到完结。
And it's time for them to move on to the promised land.
佢哋已经准备进入应许之地。
And so Moses uses this series of sermons as a reminder for the Israelites of who their God is.
这个是摩西用《申命记》来提醒进入应许之地之前的犹太人，他们的神到底是哪一位？
This is a vital reminder to the current generation, lest they forget and commit the same sins as their fathers before them.
这个对我们现世的人也是一个很重要的提醒。
But not only are the current generation called to remember,
不单只是我们现在这一代要明白，要记住。
The children are commissioned to continue to pass it on to their children.
我们的下一代也都要承传这个信息，去将这个信息传给他们的下一代。
And this is what Paul commends Timothy's family for.
这个也都是保罗教导提摩太要执着的东西。
The faith which first resided in Lois and passed down to her daughter Eunice, who passed it down to Timothy.
Yeah, 一路嘅传落去，由一代一代，由尼尔传俾佢嘅女，再传俾提摩太。
And so this is the passage we turn to for application.
呢个就系将信息变成行动。
In the chapter before this one, Moses goes through the Ten Commandments once more.
这个也都是时间，摩西将十诫再次提醒犹太人。
For they are the first and foremost of God's laws. They are the foundation.
也都讲到最重要，在十诫当中最重要的一诫。
Chapter 6 is where Moses focuses on the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God.
第六章就是讲到这些最重要的 command 十诫命。
Because this is the one commandment upon which all other commandments are based upon.
这条诫命也都是所有其他诫命的原动力。
And so the Israelites are told to love the Lord their God devotedly and wholeheartedly.
这里教导犹太人，你要用心用性爱主你的神。
And this is our first application point.
这个也是第一步他们要行的。
We must love God first.
我们一定要爱神。
If you are not aligned to God's heart, how can you expect to align your children's hearts to God's?
如果我们自己都不可以同神同步的去爱神的时候，我们怎么可以教导我们的下一代去做同一样的事呢？
Just as the greatest commandment is the underlying principle of all other commandments.
这个就是所有诫命的最大的一条。
Our love for God is supposed to be our underlying principle and motivation for discipling our children.
我们自己对神的爱是最大的，对我们下一代最大的教导。
You cannot hope to disciple your children if your own walk with God is not good.
我们不可以想我们的下一代行神的路，如果我们自己都不肯拎个心出来行这条路。
I cannot hope to love and disciple your children as God has called me if I do not remain in Him first.
如果我自己不在神的里面，我不可以求神啊，神啊，你带领我的细路仔啦。
Your personal relationship with God and your love for Him is what will pour into your children.
我们对神的爱就是一种爱，是一个传染性的，去到我们的细路仔的生命当中。
This is why it is vital that your own prayer life and engagement with God's Word be a priority.
所以我们时常都要记住，我们的祷告，我们跟神的关系，才是第一步我们要行的。
I asked earlier, how much time do you invest in the spiritual development of your children?
我真的想问，大家用多少时间去帮我们的下一代，在灵命上面有他们的长进？
Well, how much time do you invest in your own spiritual development?
对我们自己，我每一日用多少的时间给我们自己的灵命有一份长进？
And this brings us to application point number two.
这个也去到我们第二个行动。
We must teach our children.
我们要教导我们的下一代。
If you think this means a weekly family Bible study, I am going to stop you right there.
如果你觉得这个只是每个礼拜我一段读经的时间、研经的时间，我在这里停了大家。
I'm not saying that Bible studies are not important.
我不是说研经不重要。
But I'm going to tell you what I learned at a conference I attended earlier this year.
但是我想跟大家分享一次其中一个我在一个退休营里面学到的东西。
Weekly family Bible studies are not as effective as parents would hope they are.
普通的一个研经不是好像爸爸妈妈以为那么有用的。
They cannot be the only form of spiritual nourishment you're offering to your children.
这个不是唯一一个你以为可以靠这个就已经做到你想他们在灵命长进的一个台阶。
Deuteronomy 6 verse 7 says, You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise.
在申命记六章七节他说也要殷勤教导你的儿女无论你坐在家里走在路上躺下起来都要吟诵。
While you may not want to recite the Ten Commandments to your children every minute of every day,
你或者不想将十诫每一日都提住你的仔仔女女
They won't like it.
他们不会喜欢
的。But,How is God present in your conversations at home?
但是想一想，在你每一日同佢沟通当中，有几多神喺中间嘅参与呢？
Are you sharing how God has been working in your own life?
你有冇同佢讲过神喺你嘅生命里边做咗咩嘅见证，改变咗你嘅生命呢？
What has God been teaching you?
神教紧我自己啲乜嘢呢？
Basically, where is God in your day-to-day life, and how are you sharing that with your children?
重要的是，神到底在我的生命里面有一个什么身份？这个就是我们最重要跟我们的下一代去分享的。
Making God and His Word a natural topic of conversation in any occurrence is more important than having a formal teaching period every day.
将神摆在我们的生命里面在我们的生活里面在我们每一日所走的路上面跟我们的下一代分享比教他们研经教他们认识圣经更加的重要。
As I mentioned before, God was very prevalent in our home growing up.
神就会在我们的家庭里面真真正正给我们看到原来是我们家庭的一部分在我们的长大成长的当中它是一个重要的一环。
From my grandmother's constant reminders of God's love for me and that I could depend on him in times of trouble,
就好像我妈妈由小到大都提醒我神永远同我一起当我面对人生的挑战困难的时候神不会舍我而去。
And to my mother's stories of God's providence and provision in her own day-to-day life,
亦都好像我妈妈每日都提醒我在她面对挑战困难的时候神永远同她一起。
God was a central figure in our household.
神在我们的家庭当中就是我们重中之重中心之中的中心。
You have to understand that God was such a natural part of our family that I didn't know that not everyone else is like this.
神在我们的家当中是一个最中心的东西是一个完全自然的东西我不肯定在你们的家是不是都是一样。
But you have to understand that when I was young, I basically had no concept.Of a non-Christian.
但我希望你都明白，因为我是第二、第三代的基督徒。在我长大的当中，我没有一个想法，就是原来有些人是不信主的。
I don't think it occurred to me that not everyone is a Christian until I was in grade 3 or grade 4.
直到 grade 4, 三四班的时候，我才知道原来基督徒不是个个都是的。
Could my parents have prepared me for the world a little bit better? Maybe.
我唔知我爸爸媽媽可唔可以準備我好啲去面對個世界。
But my point remains, how are you sharing God with your children?
但係我仍然都有一點就係，我哋點樣去將我哋心裏邊嘅神同我哋嘅下一代去分享咧？
And that brings us to our last application point.
呢個就去到我哋最後一個行動啦。
We must model life for our children.
我哋要做我哋儿女嘅 model， 香港话添，系啦，即系将佢 model 点讲嘅中文，系，OK，thank you，OK，唔好意思
，It's OK。More than words, your actions matter.
Yeah.講無謂，行動最實際。
There's a reason why even in English we have idioms like talk is cheap and actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, 就係所以廣東話呢句啱，講多無謂，行動最實際。
How you live life matters.
你點生活，你嘅生喺你嘅生命裏邊，你點生活係好重要嘅。
Words are important because you cannot preach the gospel without words.
Yeah. 講係好緊要，因為我唔可以傳福音係完全唔講嘢嘅。
But our actions must be on par with our words.
但係我哋嘅人生生活一定要同我哋所講嘅係完全一樣。
How many parents here ever complain that your words go in one ear and out the other?
我哋有冇成日喺度爸爸媽媽成日都話同你講嘢左耳入你就右耳出。
My parents used to say this to me all the time.
Yeah. 我爸爸媽媽成日都咁同我講。
My family's words don't always stick in my brain.
我爸爸媽媽講嗰啲嘢唔會成日都喺個腦裏邊嘅，留喺我腦裏邊。
But how they've lived, how they have loved God and love others has taught me so much.
但係喺我對眼睇到，喺我生命裏邊經歷到，睇到佢點樣用愛對人哋，喺我裏邊就係真真正正喺個心同喺個腦裏邊。
My grandmother is 97 years old.
我嫲嫲今年97歲。
God willing, she will be 98 in November.
十一月嘅時候係佢嘅生日，佢會98歲。
She's frail now, but when she was younger and healthier, just a little bit before the pandemic.She could pray for hours.
佢而家比較身體弱咗，但係喺佢健康嘅時候，佢每一日都有九個鐘頭去祈禱。
She would pray for at least 1.5 hours in the morning.
每朝早佢都會祈禱個半鐘頭。
And then another 1.5 hours at night.
瞓覺之前亦都再祈禱個半鐘頭。
I have witnessed her pray for 3 hours in one sitting once.
我曾經見過佢同一日同一時間祈禱三個鐘頭。
She would offer prayers of thanksgiving in times of joy.
喺喜樂嘅時候，佢會感謝神。
And she would offer prayers of lament in times of sorrow.
喺挑戰嘅時候，佢會求神俾佢安慰。
In all things, she submitted them to God in prayer.
每一日，佢都將佢嘅生命擺喺神嘅手裏邊。
I wish I had her fortitude and attention span.
我希望我有佢咁嘅耐力同埋耐性。
But unlike her height, those are things I did not inherit.
但係暫時我都未成全到佢呢一個特點。
But I do try to make an effort to pray for at least 1 hour a day, specifically for MCBC and our youth ministry here.
但係我每一日都盡我嘅力，起碼有一個鐘頭為 MCBC 嘅青少年工作代禱。
I mentioned before that my mother is another example for me.
我亦都講過，我媽媽亦都係我生命裏邊嘅另外一個我學習嘅對象。
Her love and care for others is a testament to God's love in her poured out.
佢對別人嘅關懷、體諒同埋照顧，亦都係神真係藉住佢嘅身體向全部人嚟彰顯到佢嘅愛。
And she is the one who inspires me to love and care for others the same way because I see Jesus love and care for others in her.
亦都係因為佢，我學識點去愛同埋關懷同照顧我身邊嘅每一個人。
I'd give you a concrete example, but she does not like the attention, so I won't expose her.
本来我想俾个即系故事你哋听嘅，不过妈妈唔系太中意讲佢嗰啲好嘢嘅，咁所以我今日暂时唔讲住。
I actually wanted her to translate for me too, because I thought it would be cute.
原本佢唔系揾我嘅，揾个阿妈同佢翻译嘅，不过佢好够胆揾咗我啫。佢阿妈唔想同佢翻译嘅。
I can see Jesus reflected in my family, in their words and in deeds.
在我家庭的生活里面，在我生命里面，这一班家人里面，我真的看到耶稣。
And as I continue to walk with your youths, I can only hope that they see a glimpse of Jesus in me.
我也都鼓励大家，在你的生活里面，给你的下一代，你的子女看到主耶稣。
Parents, do your children see Jesus reflected in you?
真真正正的俾佢哋从你见到主。
Children and adolescents need authentic Christianity modeled to them by faithful Christian adults.
佢哋需要年长嘅人做一个好好好好嘅 example 俾佢哋睇到，到底基督徒系点嘅。
God's word must be lived out by us first.
神的教导同埋说话，也喺我哋嘅生活，喺我哋每一个动作里边都彰显出嚟。
And for that to happen, we must love God first.
要呢个能够成全，第一样我哋学识嘅爱主，我哋嘅神。
In John 15:5, Jesus says, "I am the vine; you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing."
约翰福音十五章五节，他说：我就是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
We cannot live out God's word and pour into our children if we do not love God first and receive from Him.
我哋唔能够教我哋嘅仔女点去爱神，点去服侍神，如果我哋唔可以以身作则。
Discipleship of the next generation is meant to come from the natural flow of Jesus' love and grace in you.
下一代喺我哋身边可以学习到去跟随神、信主耶稣嘅系孜孜然然嘅由我哋心里边流出嚟嗰种基督徒嘅样式。
For those of us here who are single or child-free by choice, please don't think you are exempt from this.
在我们弟兄姊妹当中，如果有些是未结婚、不结婚，甚至是不想着要小孩的，不要以为你就可以不对下一代负责。
If we are called to be a spiritual family, then you are called to be spiritual aunties and uncles by default.
如果我哋话教会系我哋一个家，系一个大嘅家嘅时候，喺里边呢度嘅年青人，亦都系我哋嘅下一代。
Spiritual big brothers and sisters, if you feel that you are too young to be called an uncle or an auntie.
如果你觉得你唔系 auntie uncle， 你起码都系哥哥姐姐。
If we are to love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ.Then we are to love the children of those we call brothers and sisters in Christ.
如果我哋爱我哋嘅弟兄姊妹，同样地，我哋亦都爱我哋弟兄姊妹嘅下一代。
20 years ago, churches could follow the model of one adult caring for five youths.
20几年前，我哋曾经做嗰啲统计，就话应该一个大人就可以照顾五个细路仔。
But research in the early 2010s found that in order for young adults to stay in the faith once they're away in university, they need to be connected to, ideally, five Christian adults while still in high school.
2010年的时候，最新的统计就话，如果你希望一个年轻人离开了屋企，去到大学的时候仍然行紧主耶稣的脚步，做一个 solid 的基督徒。你要俾佢喺中学嘅时候认识五个佢哋嘅 mentor， 即系佢哋嘅辅导嘅导师。
They need five adults actively pouring into their lives in order for them to stay in the Christian faith.
五个导师，生命的导师，是帮助他们行完这条基督徒的道路。
Otherwise, the likelihood that they will remain Christian while in university decreases.
如果不是入了大学之后，很多他们就会不知道怎么行，或者行了错的路，离开了基督教。
That doesn't mean miracles don't happen, okay? Let's not discount the work of the Holy Spirit.
唔好淨係諗住有奇蹟嘅出現，唔好淨係諗住啊聖靈會做嘢嘅啦，唔需要我。
But they need five adults.
佢哋要我哋嘅幫助。
At the beginning, I mentioned that my Timothy as counselors were instrumental in my spiritual development.
我曾經講過喺我少年團契嘅時候，我嗰班導師就孕育咗我整個聖靈性生活嘅成長。
They were essentially 哥哥姐姐 who challenged me to critically think about what I believe and whether or not I really believe it.
Yeah, 佢哋就係一班導師去挑戰我去諗，到底我信嘅係乜嘢，同埋我係咪真係信。
They were the ones who challenged me to think about what it means to walk the walk and not just talk the talk.
佢哋挑戰我去諗。怎样我真的可以行出活出基督的生命，不是只是得个讲字。
They also cared for me as a younger sister in Christ, listening to me, encouraging me, giving me advice when appropriate.
他们也都在我需要他们的时候在我的身边，当我需要向人倾诉的时候，他们用他耳朵听我们的需要。
And they even offered to do fun things with me, like bowling or Wonderland.
Yeah, 就好似同我一齐去 Wonderland 玩啊，或者去一齐嘅时候，佢同我哋一齐。
They took time out of their weeks, out of their day to care for not only me but other 12 and 13 year olds.
唔单止我一个，佢哋仲用佢哋嘅时间，每一次佢哋都有地方佢哋时间去帮助其他12到13岁嘅年轻人。
And it's not because we're great kids.
唔係因為我哋係一個好乖、好可愛嘅細路仔。
We weren't.
我哋唔係。
But because the love of God moved them to.
完全係因為神嘅愛令到佢哋可以活出呢一份愛。
If our youths are to succeed as Christians in university and adulthood, they need at least five Christian adults pouring into them while they're still in high school.
我哋如果希望我哋下一代进入大学或者出嚟工作，仍然行嗰条路，行一条用神为佢哋铺嘅路嘅时候，喺佢哋中学时间，我哋需要每一个年青人需要五个年长人去带领佢哋行呢条路。
Brothers and sisters, our parents cannot do it alone.
兄弟姊妹，爸爸妈妈两个人系做唔晒呢啲工作。
There is a popular paraphrase of some African proverbs. It takes a village to raise a child.
有一个非洲嘅谚语，佢话我哋要成条村先可以带领一个年轻人嘅长大。
If you are not a parent, then you are part of the village that provides an environment for the children to grow.
如果今日你未系爸爸妈妈，你系呢条村。嘅村民去孕育呢一班年轻人嘅长大嘅过程。
Discipleship must start at home, but it cannot stay at home.
信徒造就一定要从家开始，但系唔系只系停留喺家嘅里面。
Let's pray.
大家一齐系祈祷。
Father God, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for your faithfulness.We pray, Lord, that as we continue on, may your spirit fill us and empower us to not only love you, Lord, but to love each other as well. And we thank you and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.